Is this thing on?
It is on, and guess what? It has been on for a year. Holy Christmases and Cruskets, kids. It's our first birthday.
Yay!
Birthdays always get me so emotional.
Get another birthday next month.
Well,
like 10 years.
Steve, you should preface that it's our first birthday of being on video.
Yes,
because this show's like Jurassic Park old. But,
don't worry, you're gonna go into that in and looking for Katrina. She'll be here momentarily.
Yes,
because people get real mad.
To the stars.
Katrina's not there. What's the fuck are you watching? Whole bunch of people who you like.
Oh, we made it 45 seconds before someone cursed. That's a record.
It wasn't me.
Hey, I think we stopped caring. Like, you know, Facebook don't care anymore. They just
Yeah, they care a lot, actually. You start dropping F-bombs on comments and they'll zuck you.
Guess what? Ask Vera. Don't call people a bitch, kid. Otherwise,
no, don't punctuate it correctly so they know you're calling them a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. We've discovered this week that reading and comprehension in comments is very important. But that's okay. Jeff, how are you? It's your show. It's your birthday of video-ness. How's
it
all going?
Not my show. It's a core of people that who show it is.
I know, but it was you're the OG star here at the moment.
You're the mastermind.
Oh, that's
your daddy.
True. I was kind of the creator.
Yes, Daddy.
It's been a rough week. I'm still dealing with kidney
yes,
stones.
Yes, Aaron spelling.
My back's out. I'm struggling, man. I'm struggling so hard. And then I got a Nintendo Switch, and Mario's kicking my ass, and it's making me so mad.
Mm. Well, isn't Mario supposed to die today or something?
Is that Mario?
Mario?
Yeah.
It's
yeah, there was a whole big thing online that Mario is supposed to, they're like killing off Mario, but it could have just been an April Fool's prank because
it was April Fool's.
But guess who ain't a fool?
There she is.
It's Miss Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That, also recently featured on TMZ. Hey, girl.
Love that platinum hair, Kitty.
Thank you. Thank you. It's
Kitty.
You.
Yes. Kitty, we're doing a sexy show today. So for a lot of the show, we got to be doing this. We got to be like, just flash me up real quick. I'm gonna give her the rundown. Right, we're gonna be like, for most of the show, yeah, like.
Yeah. We're lucky we're not in 3D. Katie only took everyone out before. That's okay.
Katie, turn discussing. Your air conditioning down.
I was going to say, can I do my best cat impression? Hold on.
Oh my God. We were just discussing that it is the first birthday of the video podcast, and you're an OG, like radio girl.
Thank you.
So, yeah, how are you? What's going on? How are you feeling on this, like, most auspicious of occasions?
Well, I think it's wonderful, although I have to let you all in on a secret. I went to go visit Jeffrey. I flew all the way to stinking Missouri, and his bitch ass didn't even come see me.
Jeffrey!
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Is the party over?
Yeah, he's trying to say he wasn't.
He's gone.
Oh! Yeah, he's trying to say he wasn't feeling good. A kidney stone. When. I said, you know what? I bet you if I went to go see Luke, he wouldn't ditch me.
Oh,
exactly. We would have got sexy together, Kitty.
Exactly. I knew it.
So
I flew all the way out there. I'm trying to show you my new chin. I only one neck.
We would have had Tinder, Grindr.
Let's go in there.
One neck, one chin. I mean, I was trying to show it to him, and he wasn't trying to see it.
You look amazing.
You do look fab.
Oh, girl, it was horrible. Listen, while I would have been driving there, I would have shit my pants. Like, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. It was
man up, get some Depends, and do what you got to do.
Girl,
if that crazy astronaut lady could do it, You can do it.
I mean,
speaking of crazy ladies.
Is that who you want to compare them to?
Speaking to crazy ladies.
It's not far off.
How are you, Katie? Fair enough.
Katie, get sexy real quick.
Oh, no. Again? No, no, I'm not doing the one shot.
He just asked you how you were. How are you?
How you
are. Oh. How are you feeling? Oh, your...
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that was good.
You're feeling sexy on the UCR birthday.
Oh, sexy, I don't know about that.
You did just go stubborn, so I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, Blanche, bro.
When we started. So, to celebrate our year on a video, after, you know, seeing how chubby I've gotten over this year, I ordered myself an exercise bike with my stimulus money.
You.
Yes, because I'm
gonna
not
be
ready...
cycling while she podcasts. From
there we go. I'm not ready to go back to the gym yet, even though I'm fully vaccinated. I guess I'm just not ready to go. So I said, I got to do something. I'm looking a little too plump. And you know what? If you're,
and
if that's your
else,
thing,
whatever.
Hey, you know what? There's a lot of people who feel very comfortable at that size, and good for you. I want to have that kind of confidence, but I'm just not there yet.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a fan of my abdo apron. It has to go.
You want to see an apron? I'll show you 2 kids worth of an apron.
We need to Vera, because we got to talk about somebody that's really comfortable with their size, because you're not going to believe what happened to me.
Look, Jeff has a modus operandi. So Vera,
okay.
You've been on this podcast for a fair while too. How are you feeling about the video birthday?
I think this show's gotten me through the freaking pandemic.
It really did, didn't it, Vivi?
It did. Yeah.
Even we had each other. Honest,
we kept going.
And Luke, girl, you've been here forever as well. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling really good because I'm getting paid to stay home today, and that is amazing.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it's amazing. And look, and I'm so glad that we have had this show running for so long. Like, we've got, like, in a video format, because when Jeff first told me about this, let's go back to, and Kitty, you felt the same way as me, when he's like, we have to do it on video. I was like,
I was like, no, I'm not down. No, I don't want to get ready. I don't want
to
do my
hair. I don't need to put a face on.
No.
Nah.
Meanwhile, there's
but
like,
here
no
we are.
This is what you get.
Yeah, here I am.
We
can't believe it, guys.
Certainly.
What is
working? Oh, Vera's getting all sexy now, too.
They were just tits up.
That was good.
That was good.
Yes.
All right, Jeff. I it's not really a hot topic, but I don't know how you're gonna lead into this, so go for it.
Oh boy, here we go. Come
just
on.
Go
oh
for God. It. Come on, Jeffrey.
I'm done having major audio issues every time.
Oh, her stone's passing.
You have major issues, that's for goddamn sure.
So I don't know. Now first
your
it was
photo.
Katrina, then it was Vera, now it's
your
Steve.
Photo. Your photo. What is?
So
how are we setting this up?
Was there was a phone call this week? How would you feel if a sibling came into town, and with their spouse and kid, the spouse and kid leave, they stay, and then they keep asking, "Are you going to work there?" And then your Ring doorbell shows you this person.
Hold on.
Oh Jesus.
Coming in the house.
Hey, girl.
So
wait. Yes. That's the house in New York. That's
no,
coming
no,
in
no,
now.
No, 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 no. This is obviously not happened to me. This is somebody I know. How would you feel if you were at work, your Ring doorbell was going off, and she was at your doorbell meeting your sibling? How would you having a hooker come to your house from your sibling while you're
I'd
at work.
Feel
Would you
better about I'd feel better about a hooker coming from my sibling than my husband.
I'm not gonna you know, it's been a hard year. Let the girl get I'm sorry, I was gonna say let the girl work. It's been a tough year, and you know what? Good on my brother for getting some.
But you know what, bitch? Where's her mask? And I'm more concerned that she's put on this red, shiny dress, but no fucking heels. What's going on, bitch?
I was
put a heel on.
Heels. No, fit girls can't wear heels.
No.
That's not true. Bitch, fuck you. I was the big girl doing drag, and I wore 8-inch heels. I don't want to hear
And you fell down a lot.
My main concern was her mullet.
My bad, like,
if you're
that's
working
apparently
girl,
right now,
can't you get a wig? Get a wig. You'll do better.
Steve, there is a question. The floor is yours.
You better go.
My main concern is, where is she? Where is she? I moved her.
Wait,
I've moved her.
I don't want to pee. I'm going to pee on this show.
That's a man, Maury.
Look at that. So wait.
Man.
Oh, come on.
Here's the thing. So the comment was, just so she looked a little different in her photo. I want to know what, how much this bitch charges. And seriously, how would y'all feel if that was at your front doorbell? I mean, credit to her for getting money and getting paid.
I think she probably charges like $300.
Really? No.
I think.
Get it, girl. Get
it.
$25.
I think. What did you say?
No.
$25.
$25? No. Come on. I'd say that level. I would say that level is $300. I would say if you're going for a Vegas like, blah blah boom, some gorgeous girl that looks like one of my friends, you're gonna pay about $10,000.
Are you saying there was a blah boom in her?
I'm saying that.
Kitty, how much could I get?
$10,000.
Oh, thank you, Bubba.
Looks like I am quitting my job tomorrow.
I'm coming to Vegas, girl. I'm coming to Vegas.
Yeah, but grand. I mean, you know, there's. It just depends on what someone's willing to pay. I mean, maybe that brother had been away in the Middle East for a while. Maybe he'd been on a ship for a long time, and he was just.
Well, it was just a camel.
He was just lonely.
His wife left the day before.
Oh.
You didn't catch up.
See, I'm a little more angry at the brother for cheating on his wife than I am about the hooker.
Well, that's what happened.
Now you know that
we're sort of
banging a hooker.
Okay, then I'm mad at him for cheating on his wife more than
your
house.
If you
change your sheets, it's fine. And
you started banging a hooker, I'd be a little put out. I can agree that if I were the hostess and you were staying at my house and you ordered up some dime store hooker, I'd be pissed.
All right, you know? Hold on a second. Hold on a
Where
second.
Where did
here.
That mess end up? Is it in my sofa?
Time out.
Did you climb out my carpet?
I'm taking a poll here, okay? I want all of you to be honest. In your in your youthful slutty days, and you got drunk at the bar and you crashed at a friend's house, who's saying they didn't sleep with someone while they were crashing on someone's couch? Who's saying that?
Me.
Exactly.
Everybody fucked at my house.
I didn't do that, no.
I didn't do that.
All right, then no. I'm just
I did.
Thank you. Luke's got my back. Thank you.
Someone's around, and I'm falling asleep drunk with a cat.
I had to pick up his condom.
Oh, I cleaned up after myself.
Jeffrey, can you please stop airing that? That is so true.
Never.
That is so 2017, Jeffrey, getting the material.
Exactly.
Well, look, maybe it's time. Since we're already on it, we might as well talk about this week.
Hot load of hot topics.
You know what? Before we get into the hot load, I see Ryan Coughlin shows up.
Oh, you caught out? Are you caught out?
He's not looking for a hot load. He was
my friend. I don't know.
He was just one of my drinking buddies. So he knows.
Hey, coffee.
So, look, guys, I'm not saying that we're psychic or manifesting like life or anything, but we were talking about this shit literally last week, and now it's happening. Ally McBeal is coming back.
Oh what? Yeah, we made that happen. That is a UCR exclusive. You're welcome, universe.
It is not the first time, but apparently, Ally McBeal is on the comeback trail. I don't know what kind of show it would be at the moment because It's going to have to get even more ultra woke than it was. But Jeff, are you excited about the return of Ally McBeal?
I actually started rewatching it because I've been so down in bed. And just the like first and second episode, like the first one's about like the fat dude grabbing her ass and that's how she leaves her job. And it's very slanted, you know, there's a lot of sexism going on in that show. They talk about ageism, but I do think it was a well-written show. There was a lot of funny things at the time. I don't know if the niche of like her, you know, in the dumpster or being thrown in the garbage truck and all the things that they did, like that was kind of niche back then for TV, right? Like we didn't have special effects on TV like that.
So, but how are they going to stuff them all to skeletons for the next season?
Billy died, right? Didn't he die on the show?
So, like,
and Robert, correct
me if my I'm main wrong. Concern is how old is that dancing baby now?
I was just going to bring up that dancing baby. She was having I don't remember it completely, but she was either having like fertility problems or she couldn't decide to have kids or something.
No, she
like that,
felt
right?
like she had to be having a baby because that was at that age.
It was a biological like, clock, right?
Didn't she have a kid? Like at the end of the
biological
show?
Clock.
Who watched that long?
Okay, so that's still a stuff like that is still super relevant these days. Absolutely, it's still relevant.
It is. Well, so many of the themes in that show are now passé. I mean, the themes of sexual harassment, the themes of female place in the work environment. Yes, they were water cooler talk in the 80s when that show was relevant, but
no,
it was kind of.
It was the 90s.
It was the 90s,
Vera.
It was
the 90s.
It was
not Jurassic Park, Vera. And fucking hell.
Well, I can't. Think of, oh, sorry,
I
Kat. Go
still
ahead.
Fertile. It was a long time ago.
I can't wait to see what she's going to wear because she was wearing those tiny, tiny, tiny little suits, those short, short skirts.
And those weird, they're all blue. And then she's got the first season, the clothes are terrible. But and
a lot of color blocking back then. But really weird color blocking.
Well, that was the 90s.
Women wore in the workplace at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
But not that short. Hers was so short.
Hers was really short.
Well, she had those ugly fucking shoes. Like, I'm on, like, episode 4, and she wears them in every episode. Those clunky loafer-looking high heels. Like
again. It was
she's
the
unique.
90s. Mm.
Nobody I knew unique. Wore those in real life.
Yeah.
You wore
maybe
work.
You.
You wore them to work.
I didn't wear them. I was like, well, when did that show come out? 90.
Birkenstock High Heels.
It was the year after Courtney Thorne Smith left Melrose Place because she left Melrose Place to be closer to her family. And then the next season, she was on Ally McBeal.
And then got a new TV show.
Yeah.
All right, I'm looking this
I'm
up.
So close to my family. But so look, you can't even be close to your family these days because 96. You can't even.
I was like
you
10
can't
years
even
old
pick a flower without being arrested.
Oh that God. Is terrible. That
is awful.
That's got me so fired up.
So a 6-year-old was arrested and charged for picking a tulip. This is in North Carolina. He was arrested for picking it at a bus stop. He was forced mm-hmm. to go to juvenile court and face charges of injury to real property. The child's attorney said his attention span was so short that during court proceedings, she had to give him a picture to color in. A 6-year-old, we're talking about somebody that's in kindergarten, first grade. They don't understand the process. They don't understand what's going on. They probably don't even know their address. And I can't read it because it's gone. So
I can't believe that someone would even arrest a child over that.
That's absurd.
Now, do we know if those charges actually stuck?
Like, picture not like, of actual child. I love it.
I had to put that. I wrote that one, and I had picture to put that because I was like, child.
I just want to know, like, who's pressing charges?
Right.
The cops. The cops just found him like picking a flower. They arrested him
who
at
has
a
that kind of time. Like,
apparently, obviously, there they did because
the Carolinas. People in the Carolinas well, got nothing but time, apparently.
The DA that's letting this
found
go
the update.
To court.
Break.
Let's see.
Yeah, it's a little go ridiculous.
They're losing their mind down south.
Thankfully, pushing hard. Oh,
what's happening?
No,
with
it looks
Katie?
Like it's stuck. It stuck, apparently.
She's
damn.
Talking, but not much is coherent.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm sorry. I was trying to find. I'm sorry. I was trying
Jeffrey.
To find like a solid answer for you guys, but I guess the
Jeffrey,
charges,
continue
fuck,
with
so
your
stupid.
Train of thought.
Jesus.
I was just reading the article. What are you talking about?
I thought you had something to say.
I don't think he can hear you, Steve. I think his audio is messed up.
Fixed, but I don't. Oh. Yeah,
I thought you had something to say. That's all. Sorry.
No.
Oh, we were expecting something profound, Jeffrey. Go. Oh,
you want something profound?
Yes.
Fuck that yes. DA.
A judge dismissed the case when he was.
Allie McBeal wouldn't do that.
Oh, the judge dismissed the case.
Yeah, good.
There you go.
Oh. Judge dismissed good the judge. Case. Good. Good judge. Good judge.
So, what do we think about this then? If that case was dismissed, what should we do to this person?
Oh.
So, New York woman.
All right. I'll read this one. Oh, you read it, Steve. Yeah, no, you read it. You read it.
A New York woman filmed her 6-week-old puppy after it overdosed on her heroin. I'm not going to read the next part because that's a bit not balanced.
Bit opinionated.
Nicole Holland, 26, has pulled out her phone and filmed 6-week-old puppy staggering around after she let it lick heroin off a plate. The puppy's stomach bloated up and Nicole pushed on it, causing the puppy to vomit. Nicole did not seek help or take the puppy to a vet. The miniature Doberman pincher named Champ subsequently died. The puppy killer has been charged with misdemeanor animal cruelty and is due in Hannibal Crown Court April 6, 2021.
So much for
okay, I wrote that. I've actually, I left my name on that one because I sometimes erase them. I feel very strongly that she is a piece of crap. That video went viral, so everyone's seen it. So she can't deny that she is trash. You know what? I just hope that those children that she has still in her custody are taken from her, because I would hate for them to find the same fate that poor animal did that was in her care.
Which could very easily happen if she's just leaving it around.
Absolutely. She's a fucking mess. Look at her. She looks like fucking Skeletor in drag.
So I went, you know, creeping on Facebook and all that after I read that article. She doesn't have custody of him.
Oh, she doesn't? Okay.
No. That's actually fairly.
Okay. So the news article and the court report, like the thing that I had gone from for that article, had actually said they were still in her care.
Well, you got to go onto the Facebook and find the real locals.
Girl. So you debunked it. Get in.
Just
come on, April O'Neil.
There's just a bunch of, I mean, it's you go all over her Facebook and there's people commenting about how she's trash and hope the kids are safe, and they're like, nah, she hasn't had the kids in years. Like, just like people who know this woman, and
not
like
surprised.
And there's
thank God.
Even the baby daddy's friends are like, hey, what's her name, Nicole? If you want to see your kids, maybe give a so-and-so a call. Like, she doesn't see her kids. The kids are not in her custody. So the kids are safe, apparently.
Good.
All right, I'm going to make her.
That's
so pretty. Some kids, here we go. Some kids aren't safe.
Oh.
This is an old story. This is from the beginning of the year. It
was just updated.
Ah, okay.
With what was going on in the case. So that's why it was like trending again.
Okay. I didn't see that it was trending again. I just saw that, like, wow, that was from January. I mean, it's a sad story. It's terrible. I didn't read that.
Mother's murder-suicide in December left 5 children dead, say officials.
Yeah,
who wants to go?
Well, she shot them and then lit the house on fire. 2 were her kids and then the others were stepkids. Yeah, so it's just insane to me. And apart, you know, obviously, you know me, I always post something with my opinion because I can. tell me again how guns are the problem. Like, this bitch is crazy.
Guns are the problem,
but it made it easier.
It was a shotgun. You can buy that at Walmart.
That's the problem.
But again, she then set the house on fire. So either way, she was going to kill them. It didn't matter if it was with a shotgun. And she had to reload that with each shot. It wasn't quick. So those kids had to know what was coming. Like, this is what
my argument was, Jeff, like, say someone like her, who's fucking off her head and crazy, goes outside with a gun and starts shooting people. She could easily kill me. She could easily kill my 6'4" fucking brothers. Had someone like that just been having a bad day, like what happens in Australia a lot of times, goes outside fucking mental and attacks people, they usually get knocked the fuck out.
Right,
so
you're talking about a shotgun to go hunting with, not an automatic rifle. This is something you have to reload.
Yeah, but we don't even sell them in Walmart here. Because we don't have Walmart, we don't have guns, and we don't sell them next to the fucking alcohol either. Like, it's just...
That's smart.
Look, I'm someone who understands the Second Amendment and get it, but I am against it. But I understand that there's so many guns in distribution throughout the states that I think it's going to be a really, really, really complex, and it's way above the fucking this show to even... to get into it. Like,
19,000 people died in 2012 from gun-related violence. 75,000
people
died from opioid addiction. Or
you know what, Jeff?
Drug.
If she had attacked those kids with a knife, not all of them would have died. You know what? If the,
you don't
the
know
guy
that.
Attacked the Virginia Tech,
you don't know that
the
either.
They would have died in the fire.
Right. Like, they were gonna...
Tech attacker attacked seven people. None of them died. He only had a knife. The guy in London who tried to attack at the bus stop, do you remember that? That's like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah,
he
had
a machete. He only managed to kill one person.
And it just happened here too, where a guy, he was an extremist who killed a blonde sex worker, murdered her, walked out into the street screaming his signature phrase and attacking people with a knife. He didn't kill anyone else out in the street. He managed to murder the girl that he had had alone. But the seven people he'd stabbed in the street all managed to survive because a lot of men overpowered him. I think he would have killed a lot more people had he had a gun.
Absolutely.
I for stricter gun laws. I am for people having background checks and not being able to get the gun the same day. But again, this isn't a gun problem. This is a mental health problem. These people are not fucking okay in the head. And
mental
exactly.
problems exist in Australia. They exist in Great Britain. They exist all over the world. America does not have a monopoly on mental illness.
Well, look,
we
I'm not saying they do.
Guns.
But these people are all out of their fucking mind. Not one
yes.
of them. Is sane because sane
but they can do maximum damage in a minimum amount of time.
You know what? Here's the thing. You can go online and get a recipe on how to make a fucking bomb and then bomb people. Like, it doesn't matter if we take away guns. People are going to find a way until we learn to address people's fucking mental health issues.
People are going to find a way. But
you're not going to cure mental illness. It's no cure.
It's a lot harder to kill people when you have to go online and find a recipe and go to the store. By the time you go to the store, buy all the ingredients for the bomb, and then try to make a bomb without blowing yourself up, you might have cooled down from whatever triggered you.
I don't think
people.
So. I think if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. You're going to find a way.
And I don't
anyway, we're going to move on because that
Steve's like, done, but next.
I just want everyone to know, my six-year-old told me I'm too loud and to shut the hell up.
Speaking of broadcasting your mental health issues to the country, Donald Trump is rumored to be heading his very own social media platform since being blocked and banned on various others after the Capitol insurrection. On a recent Fox News appearance, Jason Miller, spokesman for the former president, has stated that Trump will return to social media in probably the next 2 or 3 months. He added Trump's return will be with his own platform that will attract tens of millions of new users and completely redefine the game.
I didn't realize we were doing Vera's rants.
It's gonna be beautiful. Gonna be
you know
wonderful.
What?
It's gonna be.
It
great.
Probably will though. He probably will get a lot of people using it. So
tens of
he
millions
for sure will.
Don't know if tens of millions.
Jeffrey's
but...
gonna be his first subscriber.
I hate.
Uncensored Radio will be on there day one.
Jeffrey's gonna be on there. Hey, bitch, I'm back.
Yeah, exactly.
I do miss him.
That whatever
I do miss
happens,
him.
We'll go the way of Trump University, Trump Steaks, Trump Casinos.
Yeah,
I think it's
for
let
sure.
him do it. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sure
I think
somebody
it's
else's
great.
Money, and I'm sure it's gonna take.
One more thing for him to do that'll fail or somehow cause some crazy shit and he'll get in trouble. I think, I miss that son of a bitch more than I ever thought it was humanly possible or that I could. Because he is so crazy.
I
it was like a bad breakup.
Getting on Twitter, I didn't follow it, so I had to do the effort. I had to put an effort and actually type his name in every morning to go look at his Twitter page, because there was no way in hell I was following it, some bitch. But I wanted to know what he said because it was always so insane. And there's always something to talk about with him because it's just so nuts.
I have to say,
you miss him too.
Weekly rant is a lot harder with.
See, he meant something to you, Vera. He did.
Yeah, he brings people together. Good.
I'm gonna be his color tomorrow. I got a spray tan, so I'm gonna be.
Oh, girl, you going for the
orange? I'm gonna be orange.
I have a question for Kat.
Yes.
Would you ever consider revisiting your talent at portraying political figures and doing the Donald?
I would, yeah. Definitely.
Katrina.
I think
that's what we're doing for Easter. That's what Easter gives the world. Dressing your ass up tomorrow. We'll find a wig. I'll get some.
You know, we could have done it this week when I was in your hood.
Yep.
Oh.
And you know, I actually went to the Blouse Barn in town and went and got a sweater to play David. So I don't want to hear it. Listen,
I brought us spurs.
A kidney stone.
Just be very careful because you might end up like other friends in the media at the moment. Piers Morgan is defending Sharon Osbourne now because of Sharon Osbourne being leaves the talk. Right, yeah, that's what we're calling it. Sharon Osbourne's basically been fired from the talk because of the whole racism thing. And defending Pierce Brosnan, I was going to say. That was going to be great. Pierce Morgan. And now Pierce is backing Sharon.
I'm glad to see he has some loyalty in his rotten, ugly heart.
Here's my thing. I think Sharon's been waiting a long time to blow up, and happened.
There's reports that she's going to get 5 to 10 million, and then CBS tonight. All I know is CBS stocks went down since all this happened.
Well, CBS stocks have been going down since Les Moonves was arrested or charged with sexual harassment.
Blew up from January. I doubled and halved my money.
Cool. And CBS you still stock. The stock?
Yes, girl. Oh my God. Now I've got about $4,000 in.
Money bags.
Wow.
Money in.
Well, then why don't we have better equipment, Jeffrey?
I do it because I got a plan.
Ouch. Okay. Well, anyway, it just comes down to the fact that you kind of need to watch. Wow.
True. It
comes down to the fact that you just gotta watch what your friends say sometimes, really, don't you? As we're about to see.
Oh, shit. I would like to hope that if I was saying,
I'm sorry that I'm not with you guys all the way tonight, but I mean, I just had to show you that I'm recruiting. Do you see those yachts behind me? I mean, hello.
That old style.
You just gotta use my move. You go like this.
I fucking can't.
Go like this. It's true. I know Vera would hate me right now, but it's fine. I don't care.
I love Sharky. But I'm not getting in the ocean for that reason.
I'm gonna pay myself. No.
Listen. Yeah. People get bit here. You are clearly not paying attention to Shark Week, Jeffrey, because they say that. They say that the attacks are because they think they're like food.
I know. Well, somebody that size? Absolutely. Why do you think I don't go that far out?
The size. It doesn't matter the size.
Hey, honey, they're like ham tonight. They're dead, okay? They're like, girl.
You see the look on Marie and I have.
7 days at Wayne. watching a rerun of Bonanza and seeing Michael Landon ride a horse and getting excited.
Couldn't pick a Trump rant.
Oh, I'm no. thrilled with the parts that were shown of me.
Oh my god.
Kat, thrilled. Can you do that again? Can you do that again?
We're all hunting. Oh my goodness.
Catch a man, come.
It was.
You know, my lighting has improved tenfold since the start of the show. Oh, hey,
man. Oh, man. What a loser.
She looks amazing.
She does
look great.
No.
It's not her.
That's not her. No, that's her.
Photoshopping her head onto another, a 20-year-old's body.
That's not that picture. That's not that picture.
She's got a banging body. But if you look at that one picture where it's like straight down on her face, her eyes look real fucked up.
So this is in response to the body pick, the head body swap thing that we were going through with Madonna. She kind of clapped back and put on her lingerie and went, this is what my 62-year-old body looks like. And more power to her. Obviously, there's been a lot of face work going on and some face tune, but we're all a bit guilty of that.
Well,
but,
you know, the photo in question is just so clearly Photoshopped. Like, just own it. Just say, yeah, I fucked up. It was a cool outfit. I really liked it. Just own up, okay? Because clearly you've got a banging body. You can, like, take these pictures yourself. Just say you like. Just say you like the aesthetic, okay? It's fine. It's fine. We all do shitty Photoshop.
I look fucked up. Like, you could just... She looks like Mike J.
She looks like she took that heroin that puppy had.
She looks like she yeah.
finished it.
Collins
finished it up.
That's so bad.
She done finished it. Speaking
Jeff, did you just name a name on the show?
I sure did.
Wait, what happened?
Happy year anniversary, kids.
Wait, what's happened? What did I miss?
You missed it, girl. Never mind. Let's move on.
You'll have to rewind and watch.
Damn.
You'll have to rewind and rewatch on YouTube. Where's the banner?
Oh, do you want to do
Here's
it?
The D.
I got it. Never mind. You'll have to rewind and watch on YouTube. So, speaking of people who don't want to own up to things, I have a feeling we'll never see Denise Richards again.
Well, we saw her today. Hello, Denise.
We finally saw Denise. So the Denise Brandy Glanville drama is still going down. Very interesting there, considering she made a career out of, you know, sexualizing herself and the whole, ooh, I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, I was going to say, doing a little bit of stizzer. He did a bit of stizzer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was the whole. That was the whole reason she made. You know, like look at Wild Things. Look at pretty much everything she did. Really,
nope.
Hey, Starship Troopers.
She was a Bond girl. She did something.
She was a Bond girl. She was a hot property for a little while. But is that
time? Valentine.
She married Charlie Sheen, Katrina's friend.
We all make mistakes.
Why you gotta out me, Jeffrey? That's rude.
Look at him. If I knew Charlie and been hanging out with him, I would be like on the roof being like, hey, yo, I was partying with Charlie Sheen. I don't care if he's crazy.
He was not. He gives you like some souvenirs when you leave, like A-Rod. Like you get to go in a box.
Or HIV.
You get to go back in a box and like pick out your souvenir and it says like, I grew up on Tiger's Blood or like whatever.
Yeah, some souvenirs you don't want from Charlie. But anyway. Yeah.
Don't go in the pool.
Oh my God.
At least it's
I can't reel you guys in, I've given up.
It's a fun time in good old New York at the moment. Because
You guys have
legalized it.
Oh, wow.
Legalize it.
So now I can, like, admit that pile of edibles I have in my drawer. Excellent.
And you can smoke it in public, anywhere you can smoke a cigarette. I cannot wait to go to New York.
Jeffrey's going to go home now.
Jeffrey's finally going to come home.
And look at all of the fucking foster care people, whatever, and I'm just going to smoke a joint and be like, I can do it now.
Half-baked too. But, How do we feel about your old mate? How do we feel about your old mate requiring a vaccine passport?
So I did a little homework in preparation for this. I downloaded the passport. I sure did.
You want a cookie?
I'm just saying, here it is, right there. All it is your vaccine card, which is the information you already gave the state when you got your vaccine. Quit your crying. They've already all got that information on you. Quit
in Australia, our when anyone's vaccinated now, it doesn't matter who you are, whatever, even if you don't have Medicare here, you will be registered in immunization record. And Qantas, which is our biggest airline here, has already said that will be gold standard for anyone who wants to travel internationally when things open back up. You're going to have to show that you're fully vaccinated to COVID. And, you know, well, that's just what it is. It is what it is.
I don't think it's a big deal.
I don't see it's not a problem.
I think it's a problem
for people that don't trust the vaccine.
You can't get on a plane without a passport anyway. Even to fly domestically, they now require a higher form of ID. So you got to have your passport or the super special secret license with the encoded chip.
So well, half of us are vaccinated here, right?
Yeah.
And we're still on the show. You're vaccinated, Kitty?
Yeah, so four of us are.
And we're all still alive. What's the fear?
And there's even more research being done. Like, the research does not stop. It continues. It's safe. It's effective. Even months after, it's effective. It's safe in young children, not super young children, but it's safe in younger kids. Like,
and I get long haulers who have all those residual symptoms are seeing an improvement in the residual symptoms after they've had COVID and then got the vaccine.
Not to mention, this research has been going on for years. There was already a solid amount of research done on the COVID
treatment.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. And can I ask a question? And I'm asking a serious question because we've experienced this here in Australia anyway. What's the big deal with people not wanting high risk special motels? I know that it's not necessarily an American thing, but it's the Republic of Ireland. But
it's been what's happening from day dot, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You've been put in a quarantine. Unless you're Danny Minogue, you got to go back to your mansion.
If you're a returning, if you're a returning citizen of Australia, you had to have a mandatory 2-week quarantine before you return to the general population. It was fully paid for by the government for the majority of the time, but from now on, the people that are choosing to travel now have to pay for that 2-week quarantine. I don't see the issue there.
Well, I don't understand why they can't go home in quarantine.
Because
that's the whole problem in general. Why can't people stay home in quarantine? They're going back into
the general population is the issue. If they're just coming to and from the airport. The way that it's done in Australia, and it's not perfect, but they have restructured it. As soon as they are off that plane gets decontaminated. As soon as they're met with people in hazmat suits, they're on a bus, they're straight to that hotel room where they are not allowed out of their room for 2 weeks. And some of them aren't shitty hotel rooms. Some of them are like yeehaw beautiful hotel rooms, but some of them are shitty hotel rooms, but it has definitely helped us with our, spread.
Universities, anybody coming from out of state to go into the university had to come 2 weeks early in quarantine before class started.
I don't get the outrage over that, but
I don't either.
I think it's because it's so much control that they're now getting to take over your body. They're forcing you to have a vaccination if you want to go on a plane, if you want to go to a wedding reception. At least that's what it said in that one
article.
It's
all a choice. It's all a choice.
It is, but it's still you're being forced to do things with your body.
No one's forcing you.
No one's forcing you.
I'm just telling you what their argument is. I'm not saying I believe it.
You're forced to pay taxes. There's a lot of fucking shit you're forced to do in this world. Suck it up, put on the big boy pants, and deal.
Cheers,
Jeff.
Good for you, Vera. There's a lot of fucking shit we're all forced to do. Deal with it.
Well, then you could say that about women's rights and your vagina, about abortion.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what we're kind of arguing, but anyway.
So, Norway has just called the United States underdeveloped.
ain't arguing for this bitch. We've been sliding backwards since Reagan.
Yep. Yep. Norway's got it.
And the main issue with this one is because of the health services and infrastructure available. Understandably, I think in the modern era right now,
yeah,
I think anyone, yeah, unless it is necessary for your job, and your job is to travel, you shouldn't be traveling anywhere.
I agree.
You shouldn't be.
I agree.
We seem to have a lot of people coming into our country still, don't we, Steve? And they're all saying, like, oh, returning travelers, I'm sorry, who traveled for fucking nearly 2 years? Like,
the whole problem with this pandemic is it proves...
Or just
the whole problem with the pandemic is it proves that you cannot rely on anyone else to look out for your greater good.
Mm-hmm.
That is a myth. No one will do anything for the greater good of the civilization. Everyone wants what they want when they want it. That's why you're running out of toilet paper, pasta, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. So if you don't have to travel and you're a selfish cunt, then, you know, stay at home.
What if you're vaccinated? Can't you travel then?
Yeah, go for it. But don't be a risk to everyone else.
The thing about being vaccinated.
Stop buying all the toilet paper.
Underdeveloped
country.
I don't think we're like in a shortage of toilet paper right now. But anyway,
yeah, I don't get the dissonance there. But I'm moving on because
healthcare. If you are
healthcare. Well, I guess if you can't shit, it's a healthcare issue.
Did you ever hear my story about toilet paper when the pandemic started?
Let's
go.
When this pandemic started, I was one of the only people I knew who was still working. I was going to work every day. I was working long hours. I never got to the store in that first 2 weeks. I didn't have toilet paper. I couldn't find it anywhere. It wasn't at Wegmans. It wasn't at Tops. It wasn't at Walmart. Fucking Depot. I went to Home Depot looking. I ended up ordering toilet paper from Mexico from Amazon. I paid $12 for a 6-pack of toilet paper from Mexico that might as well have been newsprint.
Why didn't you just come to my house? I had it in plethora.
You just get some leaves from the backyard?
Well, once I got the $12 toilet paper, I might as well have.
You were at Home Depot, you should have got the toilet seat bidet. $80.
I bought that.
Save the tree.
She gets sprayed up the kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
nice. And the poop suit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Close back the hole for COVID. Now
she does a double banger.
We have to talk about this person because for me, it has been Queen of the Week.
Oh.
Lil Nas X has upset everyone's bandwagon with the release of Montero, Call Me By Your Name. So, shorthanding it, the music video is a biblical-based epic where it's all male-gendered characters, I'll call them. And it kind of depicts the Garden of Eden and, like, the judgment of Christ and blah, blah, blah. And he gets raptured up to heaven only to pole dance down to hell, to give Satan a lap dance, snap his neck, and claim the crown of hell. There's a bit more to it, though. But the outrage is just gorgeous and yummy. So do we want to start talking about this?
Let's go.
That's crazy.
Who wants to go first? Because
that's so blasphemous. I can't.
Can I get my word in? I have to go. Need to get my word in real quick. Okay. So people who are outraged by this, outraged by a gay man singing about his sexuality, are the same people who have been banging the straight rap music, Baby Got Back, all that nasty, whatever you want to call
Cardi B.
I love Cardi B, and I don't care. about that. It's
knock it out like this, hey.
My point is that we're totally fine with straight people singing about their sexuality, unless they're women. So we're fine with straight men singing about their sexuality. It's fine. They can get as raunchy as they want. But heaven forbid a woman or a gay man or a black gay man sing about his sexuality. It's just blasphemous. It's terrible. But these are also the same people who are pissed off that Dr. Seuss was taken off the shelf because there was racial undertones. Heaven forbid we don't want our kids reading about, you know, reading racist literature. There you go. And also Old Town Road is about drugs and sex. So you're
can I read you some choice lyrics from I looked it up.
Go ahead. I gotta
riding on the tractor. Riding on the tractor, lean all in my bladder, cheated on my baby. You can go and ask her. My life is a movie, bull riding and boobies, cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty.
They're just horrible lyrics. Like, it sucks.
It's not a kid's song, though, is it?
Have you listened to Justin Bieber?
For everyone that's out there going, he makes children's music.
Some of his shit does. But those, they just suck. They're just words.
No, children listen to his music. He doesn't make children's music. He's just on the pop charts.
Because parents allow them to listen to children.
Yeah, I was going to say, this goes back to Britney's day. So, like, it's not these people's responsibility to raise your kids. Like, you make the decisions. Mm-hmm. Like, don't listen to that shit. You know what? We live in an era now where we don't even have to play the radio in the car. Put your own shit on.
Yeah. Anyway.
Come on, baby.
I think the devil.
The video is blasphemous. That I have a problem with. I don't give a shit what you want to sing, what you want to say, what you want to do. Blast your sexuality all day long, but just don't do it in a blasphemous way that is defaming the Bible. How about
I haven't even seen it.
Some
so
things
I
are
can't,
sacred.
Step
How
out.
About that?
Did you watch
That's
Sabrina?
All.
That shit on Netflix? That was all about the devil. And they're like, praise Satan.
Yeah,
some
that
things
was crazy.
Some things are sacred to some people, but it depends what
right,
it is,
like,
really.
Sorry,
because
there's Satanists around. Like, people.
He had this to clap back to as well. So why y'all not yelling about this though, or is there something different about him and me about Netflix celebrating the return of Lucifer season 5B for all the horny white women at home?
He is fine.
I guess the difference is though that
he's a black
man.
Yeah. No.
No.
Well, I wouldn't let my kid sit down and watch a show like that ever. I don't have any interest in watching a show like that, really. But if I'm sitting in the car and like I just said, you know, play your own music and do whatever you got to do. But if you are in the car and there's the radio's on, and it's also to do with like, you know, children that are in the schoolyard, like they're all listening to this song, then it becomes popular. They all love it. It becomes a thing amongst them all. So I guess. It's a hard balancing act. Like, what do you do? Like,
you don't
just
let here's what you do. You don't let children have their phones during school time. They shouldn't be listening to music anyway. They should be doing, you know, getting an education and then getting outside and having physical education. Don't let devices parent your children. The end. So he's also in trouble for these. Oh, I made shoes with human blood in them. No, the real big problem here is that little tick on the side, because it's actually not copywritten. It's not approved by the Nike brand. They're suing Mischief Shoes for it. But as it, like, people grow the fuck up. Those shoes have nothing to do with
just
blood.
Just don't buy them.
Yeah, right? And you know what?
There's
they sold
of
out in a minute.
They sold out in a minute?
We only had 166 of them.
Yeah, because they're nice looking shit. I'd have some. And look,
well,
that's
there was
what's,
a pentagram if, on the front and then a crooked cross.
Not the pentagram! Not the witches! Not the witches! What about the children? You know what?
I gotta tell you,
if
there was
100,000 you know,
people going to see Blair Bitch, I'd have pentagrams all over it.
If not going to hell means hanging around here with all the Karens and fucking Candace Owen, who can't match her skin tone, to her foundation, then
it's art, you know, right? And I feel like people should be allowed to express themselves. And if everyone, you don't like it, just tune out.
For everyone that's outraged, everyone that's outraged and saying a vaccination passport is akin to Nazism, how about censorship of art?
Yeah, that's all. Steven.
And look, I completely agree.
Anyway,
yeah, I'm not. I don't like him. Like, my kids constantly ask me to play Old Town Road, and I'm doing it. I just think it's shit.
Bad song.
I didn't really like that song. I was like, it reminded me of my narcissistic
ex. I like his song Holiday.
Hey, yeah, right.
It's a holiday. I got holes and holes and a blah, 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 blah.
I like that one.
It's a holiday hoe anthem. That's my
one. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. And I'm
Nobody knows what they're saying.
I can never say shit about
it. Down and knows what they're saying.
Like, as a kid, or you know,
teenagers.
Dancing the little kid, talk about how many licks does it take to you get to the center. Like, bitch, I ain't got shit to say. And I'm like a different parent because a kid, you know, my mother got hit back when I was 10 because she let me watch Dallas and Dynasty and General Hospital and all my children.
And turned you into
right, a diva bitch. So Carrington and Joan Collins, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What did you think was going to happen? She slapped me across the face, slapped her back. Like, she grabbed me by the hair. I grabbed her by the hair and pulled her down with me. What did you think was going to happen? But, again, like, I also knew.
Not Mama Emmett.
TV. Yeah, oh, yeah, when I was 10. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, as an adult, like, later on, like, she even laughed about it. You know? But it didn't really dawn on me. Geez, maybe it's from watching, like, you know, Crystal and fucking Joan Collins go beating the shit out of each other. Alexis beat the shit out of each other on Dallas or Dynasty or whatever the fuck it was. But, you know, like, I watched Lethal Weapon when it came out. I wasn't even 10 years old. I was a little kid, but I knew it was a movie. I knew I couldn't repeat the words, even though it was like, what was Outrageous Fortune with Bette Midler and Shelley Long? One of my favorite things was to go around the house and be like, it's a phrase, needle dick. The bug fucking mean anything to you?
No!
I couldn't say it, but I loved it. It
Dave. Talking of celebrities, let's run a little reel of guests that we've had on.
Well, that was a fucking rough.
We've had a lot of different opinions on the show, so this is just a hot little take of everyone that we've had on so far.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Zach.
Hi.
Do you guys actually enjoy dick pics?
I love dick pics.
I'm sorry, penises aren't pretty.
Michael Peter.
Hi, everybody. Anything else?
Oh, God.
Hey, come on, Jeff.
I don't even want to listen.
Oh, my God.
Just make this actual way. So, I hate you.
are you literally sleeping right now?
Hello.
Good morning, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Wow.
I'm so sorry, Shay, but when I watched it, I was laughing because I remembered that was more dialogue that you wrote.
Yeah, I wrote the script.
I was like, Jesus. Wow.
Let me introduce you to one of the masters of horror, Todd Farmer.
Oh,
welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, look at that chest.
That camp, that
lovely.
I'm ready.
I don't know about if Jesus.
I mean,
awesome. Loved out, and that was talent night, guys. So we all had to sing or do something. So I sang with the band. We had a live band there.
Joining us today is Bonnie Tonic, a stripper and sex show performer who loves her work and feels that it is empowering for women. Also tonight we have Jenny Ketchum, author of I Am Jenny, who shares her experiences as former porn star Penny Flynn.
When you're in your 30s and your marriage ends, your businesses go, and then you adopt kids on your own without your husband, honey, and then you find yourself single and you got man boobs,
yeah,
it ain't cute, right? Like, I lost a bunch of it, started dating, and there was some nice, but I'm like, I just don't care. I don't really like men right now. So I'm kind of like anti-dating, so it's all right. You know, I don't mind it. Like, when it's time for dick again, then it's like, I'll lose weight, because I'm like the gay Kirstie Alley, really, like.
But you know what I think is going to happen? I think that there is somebody in this world who's going to...
No, because I won't fuck with fat people either, you know what I mean? So
like, true.
Well, I know, because you won't fuck with yourself.
Right, I won't fuck with a fat dude.
If you Getting you, girl. Yourself, he read
then
you.
Then you fuck with some other people who have, so like, true. Regular person-sized bodies,
no,
too.
No, bitch.
There you go.
It's a glow.
Oh, and he hit live just as you were doing that, Catherine.
Oh, he's so dirty. He did it dirty.
And we're live.
Oh, okay. Am I having a seizure?
Maybe say that. Yeah. And I'm like, no, yeah. No, I'm sure Nicole Kidman didn't do that. But anyways.
Absolutely. She did BMX Bandit, so she made some bad choices.
Yeah, sure did.
Fabulous.
It's unusual. It's different.
Hello.
How are you, Lisa?
Hot.
I think she you was look drunk. Hot tonight.
Lisa has done conventions for a while, so I had to make her feel at home.
Steve's debut.
I'm sure you see Steven.
Can Stevie come on?
Me are you wondering why I got a
fangirl out of it?
It's
Alice Johnson is like one of my girls.
That was my second episode of
the horror. big fan.
I'm here with the fabulous Nicole Remini. Girl, how you doing?
Oh, I look
good,
like
baby.
Hell.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm better now that you're here.
You are the best, I tell you. I freaking love you.
I love you more.
Let's just
Can
do
I
this for
suck
the whole
her
hour.
Ass
and
just tell each other how much we love each other. Yeah. We'll just do that. It'll be fun.
Nicole, do you think, like I want to ask, do you think Scientology really targets and wants to bring in people with influence and money?
Because, with a fucking Play-Doh ball.
Yeah, what? Because, you know, you don't hear about, like, the homeless guy down the street's a Scientologist, too.
No, yeah, I see. What's
and
up?
They wouldn't give it to you for free. So that's, you know, when they talk about being a church, I mean, that's a great example, Luke, right? Because if the homeless guy in the street on the street said, I want to change my life.
Where's Steve go? He
I
just died.
And he help people to better themselves. They would say, do you have access to a credit card, a checking account? They would never in a million years even give him a drink of water.
Lovely ladies from Frightfully Good Paranormal. Say hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hello. How are you all?
Someone's standing there smoking on your porch right now. So, yeah, just turn around and say hello to him.
Well, I don't know him.
I saw that bit.
Just having some paranormal experiences. Look at him. He's taken the earphone out. Look at him. Are you right, Jeff?
No, I'm not. There's like crazy noises I've never heard going
on. Told you there's a man there like smoking what? A cigarette. Behind you. I told you there's a man behind you.
And we have a very special guest. She is a legend in Australian pop dance music. Miss Katie Underwood, how are you today? Welcome.
I'm very well. I'm very well.
Danger, danger, ladies and gentlemen. It's Katie Underwood.
Pippi Le Pew may have been highly flirtatious and mildly annoying, but at no point do I ever recall him throwing a rowie in her drink or pinning her down or dragging her into bushes and saying, take this bitch or you die. Like,
but you know what? It's share time now, and I can think of no one better to share with than our guest today. She is an actress, a writer, a playwright, a singer, a dancer, all things amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us Miss Dagny Kerr. Hi, Dagny. Hello. How are you?
I love that intro.
She was crazy. I was watching
the
and I'm like, I thought Buffy was a bitch.
Thank you.
He wasn't doing anything wrong. I'd have been pissed. I'd have beat for the Vampire Slayer's ass if she'd have left gum on my nightstand. Like,
thank you, Jeff.
So, you know what?
Get some new shirts.
That was really cute, though, to watch that back and think that we've come like a whole year and had all of these people, and we've got more people coming into the show that lined up. It's just, I'm really proud of what we've done, guys, and thank you so much. I know we lost Kat and Katie, they had to go, but it's just been such an amazing experience, and I want to thank you all for being there with me when we got through this COVID crap and put something out there that I'm really proud of, and I'm so proud to be part of it with all of you guys.
Well, we've definitely got better at interviews.
That we did. You can really see it.
Had anybody else done their fucking homework, it would have been a little easier to interview Peter Page, okay?
I completed the fifth on that one because I wasn't here. But as Luke just said, we've had amazing 12 months. Well, I think 6 or 7 or 8 months now for me. But things have grown immensely. We have just reached over 10,000 likes on the page. So thank you everyone out there who is liking our stuff. And if you think you know someone who might like our stuff, then share it. Share our shit, even if it brightens your day a little bit. It might it might brighten someone else.
He's listening.
He's listening. He's always listening. He's like, what they said about me today.
Go nothing, put that shit on your music page, bitch.
But we are over time today, but as you just saw in that end little snippet, we have someone very exciting coming up on Tuesday, the wonderful Miss Dagny Kerr from Buffy yes. the Vampire Slayer, Desperate Housewives, Castle, everything. She's amazing. You will have a really great time if you watch that show. Just make sure you hold on to your arms, and that's all I'm going to say.
Thanks. thanks for editing all that. You did a fantastic job. Those were very fun clips. You're fabulous.
I hope so. I love it. And you know what? It's just be so much joy to do.
And Steve, you've been awesome.
You
have. Vera.
Well, maybe not God.
Still kicking this bitch.
Hey, there's just producers on. It's all the producers right now. Vera,
we might have to record your rant and play it later. I don't know.
Oh, no, we can do it. No, let's do it. No, let's go over. Just real quick.
No, let's finish on a positive note. Do you have any messages for the people out there watching, Vera, because they love you? So any messages for the fans?
Get on the horn and start bitching to people in Georgia, because what's going down there ain't American. There you go.
Oh, and Arkansas too. I can throw a rock and hit that bitch.
I gotta Google all this.
We'll close out with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Jeffrey Emmett. What have you got to say at the beginning of another year of debauchery and craziness of UCR? What do you got to say to people?
Share this with your friends and family and like the page, because I'd like to be able to pay the light bill off this bitch. I've been doing this shit on and off for 10 years.
That's why you got a team. But that's all good. That's why we're here. We all love and support each other. That's the best thing about this show, is that we may not necessarily agree with each
other.
We may not necessarily agree with each other, but we respect each other's opinions and the right to have them. We don't have to call each other names and stuff like that.
Fuck you.
So,
whore.
Bitch.
But you know what? Thanks. We all love each other. We do. We do. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, we're not like no matter what happens. Say that and don't mean it.
Yeah. Love you. Mean it.
Hey,
Mina. But we'll be back again, same bat time, same bat channel. Well, earlier actually next week for Australians, because daylight savings is finished, so we go back to 11 a.m. if you're in daylight savings time, and we'll see the Americans at the same time if you're all still alive because of the guns.
And if you're
hey, join us with Dagny Kerr, because she is a hoot. So
and if you see Luke's picture and it says Wednesday, Friday, it's because that's for the Australians, the fucking stupid Americans.
Don't get confused, kids. It's all love. You know where to find us. Make sure you jump on YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all that shit. Like us, love us, and we will keep doing the do. Until then, peace out, happy birthday, and I don't have anything else to say. So
peace, love.
No rimmies for COVID. God. Bye.
My milkshake brings out the voice of the yard.
Oh, Mr. President. Too late. He killed her. Bye.
Is my nephew on?